Perek Dalad, Mishnah Hay. Mishnah Hay and Mishnah Vav are going to be discussing different parts of the davening on Rosh Hashanah. So the truth is that if you have a machzor in front of you, if you have a machzor open for the davening of Rosh Hashanah, that would be best to understand this Mishnah. But either way, we'll go through it and get a basic understanding. Mishnah Hay. Say the brachos, the order of the brachos that would take place in the davening of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. And the portions that we're referring to here are the portions that we blow the shofar by. So it's as follows. Omer, you would say Avos. First, you would start off with the bracha of Avos, meaning Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, where you can include Magen Avram. And then, of course, you say Ugvuros, which is Ata Gibar, which concludes with Mechayim Meisim, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Meisim. And then Ukedushas Hashem, which is referring to Ata Kadosh, that goes until Kadosh Ata B'Ner Shemecha in the Machzor. The Kol, we include Malchios Imahen, meaning Kol Moshe'enu Chosen. We don't finish off the bracha as Baruch Atah Hashem HaMalcha Kadosh, like we do during the Asaras Yimei Tshuva. Rather, after you say Malchios, which is according to our text, we see in the davening Alinu L'Shabeach, L'Adon HaKol, up until Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech HaMalchus HaBakol Mashallah, right? Ve'enu Tokeya. And we don't blow the shofar when we conclude this bracha, because She'en Tokeya, we don't blow by the first three brachos, not by Magen Avram, Ata Gibor, or Ata Kadosh. Okay. Kedushas Hayom. So you say the Kedushas Hayom, right? We say Ata V'chartanu. And it continues, Vatitan Lanu, and Simon Zikaron Hazeh, Yom Teruah Mikra Kodesh. And it concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekad Yisrael B'Yom HaZikaron. So when we first mention the Kedusha of the day, after the first three brachos, then we make the first shofar blast of the Tokeya. That's when we do the first blowing after this bracha. Seeing HaBracha Hazos, after this bracha. So the first shofar blast is after the bracha that talks about the Kedusha, the holiness of the day, which is after the first three brachos of Magen Avram, Ata Gibor, and Ata Kadosh in the davening. Then, Zichronos, right? So that was the Malchios, the inaugurating God as the king part of the davening. Then we do Zichronos. Zichronos is, we say, Ata Zocher Masi Olam. We conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem Zocher Abris. So Zichronos alludes to God remembering us to have mercy on us. And then V'tokeh, then we blow the shofar. And then Shofros, then we mention Shofros, according to our text, we say, Atha Deglesa Baran Kavodecha, and we conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Kol Teruas Amo Yisrael Barachamim, and then V'tokeh, we blow the shofar, then we blow the shofar the third time, and then of course we say V'omer, then we say, to conclude the davening, we say Avoda, which is Ritzei, that we say, and then Hoda'a, which is Modim, and then Ubrikas Kohana, and then we say Sim Shalom after that. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, these are the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So meaning, we open up by saying, you know, regular Shemona Esrei. We say Magen Avram. We say Ata Gibor. We say Ata Kadosh. And then we mention the brachos of Malchios, where we blow the shofar, which is inaugurating God as king. Zichronos, God remembering us to have mercy on us. Then we blow the shofar. And then we mention shofros, different psukim that are referring to the shofar. And then we blow the shofar. And then after that, we go to Ritzei and Modim and Sim Shalom like we normally do. And that's the order point of Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that Malchios go together along in Kedushas Hashem, with Kedushas Hashem, with sanctifying God's name, like we'll explain in the next Mishnah, because Kedusha and Malchios are from the same inyan, the same topic. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and if you're not to kill Malchios, then lama hu maskir? If you're not blowing for Malchios, then why are you mentioning it? Meaning, why are you mentioning them? Klomar, me'achash ha'usifu Malchios b'tefila, once you're adding this concept of Malchios into your davening, so v'adet tzachot ko'alein, you have to blow the shofar for it, just like you blow the shofar for the zichronos and for the shofros. And the Gemara explains, what does this mean? Meaning, we mentioned 10 psukim for Malchios, just like for Zichronos, and just like for Shofros. Okay? And we'll see this in the next Mishnah. So, im nishtanu Malchios me'ashar le'inyan tekiya, v'dinu shiyesh ben shinoi gam b'nesachat tefila. If Malchios is different in the davening for the tekiya, for the Shofar blast, then it should be different in the davening of the text also. Meaning he wants to show Malchios should be separate. Don't put Malchios together with Kedusha. Do it separate. Eli heals like this. No. What's the order? Omer, you say Avos, you say Magen Avram, and then Ugvuros, Ata Gibar, then Kedusha Hashem, which is Ata Kadosh, right? That you finish Klamish Messiah, you conclude with the Pasuk of Kedusha, with Kadosh Atanova Shimcha, right? That's what we started off with, and we finished with Hamalach HaKadosh. And then we say the call Malchios in Kedushas Hayom, that the Malchios inaugurating God as king is together with the Kedusha of the day. You begin Ata Vichartanu, and then after Achash Messiah, Inyan, after you finish the Inyan of the Karban Musaf, right, you begin Malchios, which is the Limel Shabeach. And then you finish with Baruch HaTashem Malach HaKol Aretz, Mikhadish Yisrael B'Yom HaZikaron, then Tekeh, you blow the shofar for Malchios, and then you do the Zichronos, and you blow the shofar, Shofros, and you blow the shofar, and then of course you say Avoda, which is Vitzei, Choda, Modim, Rebekah's Kohanim, and Sim Shalom, according to Rabbi Akiva. So to conclude Mishnah Hey, what we have is that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you start off Shmoneh Esrei like you normally do with Magen Avram, Ata Gibar, and Ata Kadosh, but we include in Ata Kadosh the Malchios, the inaugurating God as king on Rosh Hashanah, and we don't blow the shofar yet. When you blow the shofar, by the sanctity of the day, by the Kedusha of the Yom, by Zichronos, the remembering of us for mercy, and by Shofros, by the mentioning of Shofros, you put by those three areas. And then, of course, you conclude with Ritzei, Modim, and Sim Shalom. But Rabbi Kiva argues, and he says that no. He says that, why are you mentioning Malchios if you're not blowing the shofar by Malchios? The point is to blow the shofar by Malchios. So he argues, doesn't it? No. First, you mention, of course, Magen Avram, Ata Gibor, then Ata Kadosh. And then you include Malchios with the Kedusha of the day, and then you blow the shofar. So the shofar could be going on Malchios also. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri didn't hold the shofar goes on Malchios, but Rabbi Kiva holds that it does. And then, of course, you continue with Zichronos and you blow, and Shofros and you blow, and then Ritzei, Mosim, and Sim Shalom. And that's it for Mishnah Hay. Okay. Mishnah Vav. Ein pochsin mi eser Malchios. We don't do less than 10 psukim when we mention Malchios. Mi asar Zichronos, we don't do less than 10 psukim when we mention Zichronos. And mi asar Shofros, we don't do 10 psukim, we don't do less than 10 psukim when we mention Shofros. And the Gemara explains that the number 10 alludes to the 10 praises that David HaMelech praised in Tehillim, which is referring to the last praise in Tehillim, Kuf Nun, Kapitel, it's Psalm 150, where we mentioned the Halukas, and we mentioned the Tokeh Shofar over there, so there's 10 praises over there. That's why we don't do less than 10 praise, 10 psukim by Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, by inaugurating God as king, that topic, and the topic of God remembering us for mercy, and the topic of the shofar. Or some say, the reason why we don't do less than 10 psukim for each topic is referring to the Asaras Hadibros, the 10 commandments, right? Or others say it's referring to the 10 ma'amaros, the 10 sayings that God used to create the world. Different explanations, okay? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Im Omer Shalosh Shalosh Mikulan, if you say 3 psukim of Malchios, 3 psukim of Zichronos, and 3 of Shofros, so even that Yatza, you fulfill your mitzvah, your Yos, you fulfill the mitzvah. And the Gemara explains that Shemesvar Shlosha 3 is connected Torah, is alluding to the Torah, the Nevim, and the Ksuvim, or it's referring to Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. And some explain that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri really agrees that initially you shouldn't do less than 10 for Malchios, for Shofros, and for Zichronos. Except that he holds that after the fact, with the Eved, and Mamar Shloshah, Shloshah Mikulah, if he said 3 from each one of them, then you have to fulfill your mitzvah on, you know, post facto, with the Eved. Okay? Ein Maskim and Zichron Malchos Vishofar Shal Pranios. When we're mentioning Psukim, right? So you can't just use any pasuk that talks about Malchus or Shofar, because Zichronos. Rather, there's gotta be Psukim that don't allude to any Pranios, any misfortune that came upon Klai Saul. They bring down various examples. So Ein Maskim and Zichron Malchus Vishofar Shal Pranios. When we're mentioning these Psukim of Zichronos, Malchus, and Shofros, don't bring psukim that mention the misfortune of Klai Yisrael, but mention, you know, other psukim, better psukim that are in a better tone that allude to the zichronos, the malchus, and the shofros. Okay? Matkal b'Torah, Mashlam b'Navi. We begin with the psukim that we say, Ata Omer Tchila. First, we say the psukim that come from the Torah, right? And then we say from the Ksuvim, and then after that from the Nevi'im. That's the order of preference, right? Going through the psukim. And so to according to Yochanan ben Nuri, if you said, you know, three from all of them, right? Heine, which is one pasuk from the Torah, one pasuk from the Ksuvim, and one from the Nevi'im, you know, that too would also suffice. Post facto would be b'diavad. Okay. And then Rabbi Yossi says, "Em hishlim b'Torah then yatsa." So what does this mean? So this is how the Mishnah concludes. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yossi holds a person who's mashlim b'Torah, you conclude with psukim from the Torah, it's praiseworthy, and therefore Rabbi Yossi would hold that l'chatchila you should finish off your psukim right with a pasuk from the Torah. Meaning, you see three psukim from the Torah, three from the Ksuvim, three from the Nevi'im, and the last pasuk, the tenth one, should be a pasuk from the Torah, right? But if v'ma'amar b'achrona, pasuk asiri b'na Nevi'im, but if you said the tenth pasuk from the Nevi'im, you still fulfill your mitzvah, your yatsa b'diyevet, after the fact. But l'chatchila, initially, the last pasuk that you say should be a pasuk from the Torah, when you're mentioning these malchios, zichronos, and shofros. So that's it for Mishnah Vav. It's really just these two missions are going through the, you know, various texts of the davening. Best is to look at it in a machzor, but we'll hold it here for today.